98.3 WISS, real news and great conversation in Oshkosh. Here's your daily news roundup.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Tuesday, the Oshkosh Common Council approved an amendment to the Capital Improvement Program to spend over $47 million on Clearwell replacements at the water filtration plant. Public Works Director James Robbie told the council that this upgrade has been in the works for decades.
It first started with a notification from the Department of Natural Resources on an inspection in 2007. That our Clearwell storage tanks did not meet current code. Since that time, we've worked on numerous studies, several design changes, multiple public information meetings. It's been a very long process.
Robbie said construction and replacement of the Clearwells will be a very lengthy process and will need to be done in phases. He expects it to take about 30 months to complete. Police say a landlord in Green Bay has been charged in an alleged sexual extortion scheme. Civic Media's Connie Fellman has the story.
Officers arrested 61-year-old Michael Zolper last Friday. He's accused of soliciting sexual acts from tenants in exchange for avoiding eviction due to late or missed rent. Zolper also allegedly agreed to bypass background checks to live in one of his properties in exchange for sexual acts. The Brown County District Attorney's Office charged Zolper on February 9th with multiple counts related to sexual extortion and solicitation of prostitutes. I'm Connie Fellman for Civic Media News.
Investigators in Green Bay say they would like to speak with any additional victims in that case. Anyone with information can call the tip line at 432-STOP. You can remain anonymous. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
Going for gold. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. From the Winter Olympics on NBC, Team USA Jordan Stolz winning his first gold medal, the 21-year-old from Kewaskum, setting a record time of 1 minute 6.28 seconds, a new Olympic record in the 1,000-meter event.
It's really nice, yeah, to get the first one out. I mean, get an experience of what it's like with the crowd and kind of the pressure and the buildup.
What would you tell folks back in Wisconsin?
Yeah, well, I'm glad that some people believed in me back in Wisconsin. Now I'm finally here on a world stage, and I didn't disappoint them. I'm really thankful.
NFL, the Packers are promoted Luke Getsy to quarterback coach, replacing Sean Mannion, hired by the Eagles to become offensive coordinator. NBA, the Bucks with a win in Orlando over the Magic, 116-108. Cam Thomas, who just signed with the team Sunday, led with 34 points after getting off to a slow start.
I mean, I was just missing shots, really. A couple of those shots I always make, so it wasn't really a defense necessarily. You know, it was great from there.
That's the Bucks' new guard, Cam Thomas, with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Plenty of sunshine today. We'll get to around 32 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop into the low 20s for an overnight low. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 43. We'll keep the sunshine rolling with low to mid 40s into the weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your daily news roundup for 98.3 WISS in Oshkosh. Find more news anytime at WISS.FM. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.